Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman.
And now, The Adventures of Superman.
Escaping to Germany with a piece of the kryptonite fragment which robs Superman of his strength, Der Teufel, a brilliant Nazi scientist, made his way to a secret cave in the Black Forest where several leading Nazis were hiding. Teufel told Professor Milch, a chemist, that if the kryptonite could be dissolved, the resultant solution injected into the veins of one of their followers would create an Atom Man, a human monster generating sufficient atomic energy to first control Superman and eventually bring the terrified world to its knees. 48 hours have now passed, and neither Superman nor the Allied police have been able to locate Der Teufel. Once more in his guise of Clark Kent, the Man of Steel nervously paces the floor in the office of Colonel Greeley, Chief of American Intelligence in Berlin. Listen.
For heaven's sake, sit down, Kent. You're getting on my nerves.
Oh, I'm sorry, Colonel. I guess my own nerves are getting a bit ragged. It's just that Teufel has that kryptonite, and he's a brilliant scientist, and... Well, he's performed some experiments, something to do with an Atom Man, which he says will rule the world.
Can't you believe that?
Well...
Say your nerves are in bad shape.
It's just that I know Teufel, you don't. And I know the power of that kryptonite. I tell you, Teufel must be found, and found quickly. He must. But I need help. Even I can't examine every nook and cranny of Germany and all of the 100 million people in it.
Fearful as he has never been before, Clark Kent, who is Superman, waits for some word of Der Teufel. Meanwhile, at a little village near the Black Forest, a young military police sergeant named Bill Nelson has just alighted from a train after a 48-hour leave. In a jeep with Corporal Harry Marks, he is returning over the dark road to his base.
Say, what's that new gadget on the dash, Harry? Looks like a radio.
It is. We're in style now, Bill. Regular big-time cops. They put a two-way set in here day before yesterday, the day you went on leave.
Say, pretty snazzy. Turn it on, see if you can get Bing Crosby.
Are you kidding? Let's see what headquarters has to say.
Number 3, South Central Occupation Zone. All military commanders and occupation police, stand by for important announcement.
Oh, what's this?
It is believed that a dangerous German scientist named Der Teufel is now disguised in ragged clothing.
Oh, that again.
And carrying papers identifying him as Friedrich Melker of Nuremberg. This man must be apprehended.
Friedrich Melker?
He is about 5'7", weight 190 pounds, wears thick eyeglasses. He is believed to have in his possession a small piece of green glowing radioactive metal. Take no chances with this man. He is dangerous. That is all.
We've been getting that announcement every couple of hours since you left. They must want that Teufel guy bad. Wonder what that piece of metal is he's carrying around.
Friedrich Melker. You know, I've heard that name before.
You have? Where?
I can't remember. Gosh, I know I heard it someplace.
Say, seems to me there's somebody in the movies or on the radio named Melker. Oh, I got it. An opera singer. Melchior. That's why it sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's it.
Sure. I'll spruce up, Bill. There are the lights of the inn. We'll be at the base soon. You want to look sharp when you meet up with the CO again. We got a lecture this morning about getting sloppy on occupation duty.
Oh, I shaved on the trip. Harry, stop at the inn.
What for? What's at the inn?
I just remembered. That's where I saw Frederick Melker.
What? Now, wait a minute.
I saw him, I tell you, 2 nights ago, just before I went on leave. Go on, pull up in front.
You saw him where?
In the dining room. He was with Gottfried, the innkeeper. Gottfried said he was his cousin.
Gottfried did? Listen, are you sure?
Sure as I'm sitting here. I was making my last check before going back to the base. And this short, powerful German was with Gottfried. He was wearing ragged clothes and a patch over one eye. I asked him who he was. He said he was Friedrich Melker from Nuremberg. I asked him for his papers.
Did he have them?
They were in order, all right. So I left. But holy smokes, Harry, that guy was Teufel.
Then what are we waiting for? Come on.
Oh, it hasn't closed up yet.
Oh, you better check your gun.
Yeah. It's okay. Let's go.
I didn't see anybody around when I was here yesterday or today.
Well, he could be hiding in one of the rooms. In the cellar.
If he isn't, Gottfried will know where he is. I never did like that rosy-cheeked prout. Always fawning. Well, here we are. You're in charge, Sergeant. Proceed.
The place looks empty. Here comes mine host.
Ah, guten Abend, meine Herren. To what do I
owe you? We came to see your cousin.
My cousin?
Yes, yes, you remember. He was here two nights ago. His name's Frederick Melker.
Nobody in the dining room, Bill.
Oh, my cousin Frederick. Yeah, of course. I'd forgotten he was here. He stayed so short a time.
You mean he's not here now?
Oh, nine. He left soon after you did, Sergeant. But why do you wish to see Frederick?
Are you kidding? You know doggone well that...
Just a minute, Harry. Where did he go, Gottfried?
He said he was returning to Nuremberg. That is his home.
I see. Mind if we look around a bit?
No, look around? Of course not. But,
we'll take a look at the kitchen first. Come on. No, you lead the way, Gottfried.
Of course. But I do not understand. I tell you, Frederick does not...
What? He dove behind the bar.
Dirty bum. Come back here, Gottfried, or I'll drag you out of there.
Oh. Harry!
Got me! My leg. Look out, Bill.
Yeah, I see him. He ducked too quick. Harry, all right?
Just my leg. Oh, never mind me, Bill. Watch when he shows himself again.
You better come out from behind that bar, Gottfried.
I will come out when you are both dead.
Listen, you fool, you can't get away. You better come out while you're still alive.
Oh, yeah? I show you.
He shot the light out. Watch it, Bill.
Stay down, Harry.
We can't see the bar.
He can't see us either.
Yes, he can. There's a little moonlight coming in from the window behind us.
Oh, you seek that toy for that?
Yes, and we'll get him, and you too, Gottfried.
Nein, it is I who will get you, you American swine.
Sit tight, Harry. I'm going after him.
Oh, Bill, you can't see him.
Don't worry. Just hug the floor, fella.
What, Bill?
Quiet. Gottfried, I got you.
No, peak American.
Bill,
I'm shot.
Bill.
I'm okay, Harry. I think he's done for, though.
How about you? You sound hurt.
He nicked me in the side. You stay here.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the car. Radio. Gotta call the base.
Bill!
It's okay. I can make it. I hope. Gotta get the car. Call the base. Get hurt. Tell him. Harry's hurt. I don't know if I can make it. Come on, fella.
Gritting his teeth and with one hand pressed to his wounded side to ease the pain, Sergeant Bill Nelson crawls, falls, and crawls again, slowly and tortuously, toward the jeep. Will he make it? Der Teufel is at this moment in the secret cave in the Black Forest, less than a mile away. Superman, if he were here, could see him.
We'll return in a moment for the climax of today's episode. But first, here is your announcer with a friendly tip.
Gang, you've heard the word barter, haven't you? You know, B-A-R-T-E-R, barter. That's the ancient way of buying things before they invented money. It means the same as trading or swapping. Well, that old system of barter has sure been brought up to date since the Kellogg Company began packing those brand new comic buttons in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Why, kids are bartering with those swell comic buttons right and left. For instance, you'll hear a fella say, trade you Superman for Uncle Walt. Or a girl might say to her pal, I've got an extra smiling Jack button to trade. Now, that's so they can round out their whole collection of 18 different buttons, each one with a different funny sheet character on it. These new comic buttons are doggone good-looking, too. So, how about getting your collection built up? Ask Mom to get you a package of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these new comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box top. Can't buy them, in fact. But inside every package of Pep, there's a swell prize, one of these brand new colorful comic buttons or a military insignia or warplane button. That's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As Sergeant Bill Nelson, badly wounded, is trying to reach his car to inform headquarters that Der Teufel had been in the inn near the Black Forest, Teufel himself, with a Nazi chemist, Professor Ernst Milk, stands at a rough table in the secret cave a mile from the inn. In a test tube, suspended above an improvised oil burner, a small piece of green glowing metal in a purplish liquid suddenly crumbles. There is a white-hot flash, and then the liquid in the tube turns green and boils violently, emitting a scorching green steam.
Ah, Himmer, you've done it, Milk.
Ja, Teufel, the kryptonite is at last dissolved.
Wunderbar. My converter is already prepared. It remains only to select the one among us who shall become the savior of the fatherland.
I have been considering that forever. He should
be young, or at a man, and strong.
Yeah.
And imbued with a hatred for our enemies. And I have decided that my son is the perfect choice.
Your son? Ah, I have observed him. He is young and strong, and he did well in the war, did he not?
He received the Iron Cross from the hands of the Fuhrer himself. I've spoken to him of this experiment. He begs for the honor.
Good. Prepare him, then. In a few minutes, when the kryptonite solution has cooled, we will inject it into his veins. And in 1 hour, the first atom man will walk the earth to bend first Superman to his will, and then the rest of the world.
1 hour. In 1 hour, Der Teufel states, an atomic monster will leave the dark cave in the Black Forest, first to subdue Superman, and then all civilization. Is there a chance yet for Superman to stop him? Only 1 hour remains. 60 minutes. What will happen? We'll find out tomorrow, so don't fail to be with us then, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station, and thrill to the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.